Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago in an address broadcast to the nation from the Oval Office. President Biden heralded the bipartisan compromise on the debt ceiling. More from CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
President Biden's first address to the nation from the Oval Office had him celebrating bipartisanship.
The only way American democracy can function is through compromise and consensus.
But even as he praised Speaker McCarthy for being an honest broker in the debt talks, he blasted Republicans in the main for opposing the tax increases he's proposed on the wealthy and large corporations.
But I'm going to be coming back. With your help, I'm going to win.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
The heat has been on in the northeast with some record-setting temperatures at or above 90 degrees. CBS's Meg Oliver reports.
Philadelphia hit 94 degrees and enacted an excessive heat protocol, closing 90 public schools early that did not have air conditioning.
We can't have our students in that kind of weather.
Cooler temperatures move in tomorrow. New government data shows a hot labor market, adding more jobs last month than economists expected. But the report comes with some mixed messaging, an uptick in unemployment. CBS's Astrid Martinez with the numbers.
The glass is half full for the U.S. labor market, adding jobs in industries from restaurants to construction to health care. Some sectors are still struggling to play pandemic catch-up.
It's been a challenge for small businesses, especially within the retail sector and the hourly workforce and finding people to work.
A better than expected jobs report shows employers added 339,000 jobs in May, the best since January. But the unemployment rate rose to 3.7%, up from a five-decade low in April.
Officials in Davenport, Iowa, say three people are still missing and feared dead in a partially collapsed apartment building. WHBF-TV's Trey Harris spoke with the daughter of one of those missing.
For the city of Davenport, I'm speechless.
A message from Nancy Fraser. She's Daniel Preen's only daughter, and Preen is a third person believed to be in the rubble of the collapsed building. Nancy says she knew nothing about the tragedy until Thursday, almost 5 days after it happened.
I was praying it was a mistake. I was praying it wasn't him.
She says she hasn't spoken with her father since 2021, as he frequently moved around. The 60-year-old man was living in his downtown apartment for over half a year before it toppled down.
Documents released earlier this week show that city officials and the building owner were warned that parts of the building were unstable. Officials in New Haven, Connecticut say eight construction workers were injured when a building under construction partially collapsed this afternoon. On Wall Street, stocks rallied on that jobs report. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Eva's wedding.
Nana's 80th.
My first interview.
Whenever I'm on the road, I wonder, where's everyone going? Every truck, bus, car, or bike, we all share the goal of going somewhere special beyond where we're driving to. So, let's work together to make sure we all get there safely. Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out.
Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, June 5th. In Wood County, the Property and Information Technology Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Room 114. The Wisconsin Rapids Planning Commission will meet at 4 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. The Wisconsin Rapids School Board will hold their BSC Building Trades Home Tour from 4:30 to 5:45. The board committee meetings will begin at 6. In Portage County, the Health and Human Services Board will meet at 4:30 in the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The Stevens Point City Plan Commission will meet at 6 in the Community Room on Michigan Avenue. In Adams County, the Property and Recreation Committee will meet at 2 at the Adams County Courthouse, and the Criminal Justice Coordinating Council will meet at 3:30. The Adams City Council will meet at 6. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear skies overnight with a low of 61. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 92. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 62. Mid-80s Sunday. Low 80s by Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 71.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
What lately has been bringing you joy? Not happiness, but joy. 844-967-2789. I thought this would be a fun, light topic to do on a Friday,
yeah.
Our last Friday at 3 hours. This time on Monday, we will be off the air because on Monday, we switch to the 10 to 12 segment or 12 to 10 slot in the Civic Media lineup. And we are very excited. And so this is our last 3 hour show. But I thought this was a good Friday topic. And I also, I think in preparation for, you know, the change schedule, the summer is here, feeling like prepping for a 2 hour show is going to feel different than prepping for a 3 hour show. And I, you know, I think sometimes I put pressure on myself to do all of the things and be overly prepared and work harder than anyone is asking me to work. And it's been interesting in the last, like, as the weather's gotten better, like last weekend we did yard work. And now I've done a very good job this week of watering the garden every day.
Excellent.
And taking moments largely in the morning to get out there because I don't want them to die because we put so much work into them. And so taking the time when I would, you know, otherwise just be stressing about like, what are we going to talk about? Should we lead with this? Should we talk about that? What like point am I trying to make here? Taking the 10 to 15 minutes in the morning to walk the dog and water the plants. But then even last night, like I had to get some stuff done, but it was the first night of Jazz in the Park.
Oh, lovely.
At Cathedral Square in Milwaukee. And Mike helps out with the guy who runs Easttown. He helps him with Bastille Days, and they're doing Oktoberfest in Cathedral Square this fall. And so he was like, let's go support for the first night. And I wasn't done. He's like, well, let's just go. You can work when you get back. And I have to say, like, going, it was a great turnout.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was, the whole park was full. The music was great. It was such a beautiful intersection of the city and the different types of people who were there. There was a woman sitting in front of us who had like a little like space bag for her cat.
Oh, like, really?
It was like a see-through bubble bag that her cat was sitting inside of, but it had air holes in it. So I was like, do you think Cliff would fit in one of those? Do you think he'd be happy in one of those? And it was just one of those moments to take in and just be like to take the time to do stuff like that. And you don't have to go for, it doesn't have to be the entire night. It just can be for an hour, for 2 hours. but just kind of like looking around, enjoying the sunshine, enjoying the weather, maybe running into some people that you know, enjoying good music. And like, I'm realizing like small things like that, like that are bringing me joy. And so I thought I would ask you, what is bringing you joy recently? Is it the weather? Is it getting back into your yard? Is it festivals that are coming up? 844-967-2789. What's bringing you joy these days?
Well, and like you, I have a lot of flowers that need tending and watering. And one of the other things that I do in our yard, I have lots of different bird baths.
Ooh.
Because...
Oh, yeah, your hummingbirds. Have your hummingbirds shown up
yet? He's back.
Nice.
He's back. Zippy. Could be a different bird. But yes, so that brings me, it brings me immense joy. So does watching the birds splash around in the bird baths. It's such a small thing, but I'll sit out on my patio and I can watch them for an hour because it just makes me laugh. Especially when you compare, when a sparrow jumps in a bird bath, that's one, it's splish splash. When a robin jumps in the bird bath, it's like poosh. Because there's so much, it's just, I find it hilarious. And then
I like these onomatopoeias that you're throwing out there as far as like the audible visual of like, oh, it clearly makes a different sound.
It does.
It's jumping in.
Kapoosh, yes. And last night as I was filling up one of the bird baths, I scared out a mama bunny and her itty bitty baby bunny.
Oh, really?
Oh, they're so cute. And since we lost Sparkly, our dog, a couple of summers ago, we're Wildlife Central. And the
is your yard really big?
We have a good size yard. We're in Milwaukee.
You're not in like the rural area of Wisconsin. Like you're not like on a farm, but
no.
You have a lot of wildlife.
Well, lots of, I mean, with a dog gone and the bunnies are just so bold now.
Yeah.
It's like, we're safe here. You're not going to do anything. What are you going to do? Catch me? Ha! 844-967-2789. What is bringing you joy these days?
And so I saw an article talking about joy, and joy is good for your body and your mind, and giving suggestions on ways to feel joy, but also that joy is very different from other emotions that we feel, and that it's like, it's something that we experience, but like not necessarily understood, and it's mistaken for happiness, yet it's unique in its impact in both like our mind and body. And it's like, it's different from happiness, which I think is an interesting comparison.
That is interesting. I would never have thought of it like that.
So it's this is saying, joy is not a mere fleeting emotion. It triggers a host of significant physiological and psychological changes that can improve our physical and mental health. And luckily for us, there are many easy things we can do each day in order to boost the amount we feel.
Boost your joy intake. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Greg from Waukesha joining us on the phone. Hey, Greg, what do you think?
Hey, Jane. Hey, Kristen. First of all, love your show, Kristen. I've been following you since you started on TikTok. So I enjoy. Yep. So I just want to say that being a person who is totally blind from birth, I just love sounds, and I love, I do have light perception, so I can see the light from the sun. I just love all the things that I can, you know, just taking in the five senses. And like tonight, I don't want to advertise too much, but Friday Night Live is starting in downtown Washington.
Yeah.
They close down
all
the streets.
You can advertise.
The sound of live music is just amazing to me. Like just musicians who play well, and some of them not so well, let's be honest, but you know, just people singing and the birds, and just like, how can you not be happy, you know? And just like people's voices, like I love to hear, like there are certain voices where I just text people sometimes and call people, and I just say, you know, I love the sound of your voice. I may not be able to see you, but I love the sound. And I love that I'm a comedian a little bit, and I make jokes,
oh,
you know. about blindness, and sometimes, and some people think, "Oh, you're being difficult on yourself." I'm like, "No, I'm making light of a dark situation." Like when I joke about how I thought for a while that buffalo wings were the wings off of buffaloes, until someone told me that buffaloes couldn't fly. You know, I never knew that. Being blind from birth. So I don't want to take up too much of your time, but there's joy in just everyday, like, sensory, just observations. So
you are a wonderful example, Greg. You really
Greg,
are.
Thank you so much for the call. That was delightful. We're talking about
I'll see you guys later.
All right.
Absolutely, Greg.
Thanks a lot,
Have
Greg.
Fun at Friday Night Live
and
tonight.
Speaking of Friday Night Lights, I just want to add that our own Johnny Watermelon is going to be out there tonight, and he will be at the Waukesha Farmers Market tomorrow. Next Saturday, I will be at the Waukesha Farmers Market.
Woo!
Yeah,
I got to see my sign up. Yeah. I have to look at my calendar and see when I can get out there, too.
So we'd love to have you come out and meet you and see you and all that stuff.
Absolutely. But so getting back to the physiological science of joy, joy often refers to a broad sense of being satisfied with life that appears after experience a sense of awe or wonder. And so many of us might better associate it with the feeling of being blessed.
Okay.
Like feeling blessed. Like, so while joy is experienced naturally, happiness is often pursued. Isn't that an interesting distinction?
Yes.
Do you recognize that as being true? You seem confused. I understood that.
See, this seems like one of those classes I would have had in college that I would have dropped out of because I didn't.
You're like, this is too.
It's way
like,
too deep.
Flighty.
It's way too esoteric for me. Can't we just be joyful?
Just be joyful.
Just be joyful.
There's some research that also says the capacity for joy is genetic, that like each of us has different capacities to experience joy. And so there's about approximately 30% of people have what's known as genetic plasticity. This means that they're disproportionately influenced by their external environment, and after learning techniques to induce joy, may find it easier to experience it. As such, their genetic predisposition for positive experiences can result in more joy.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
But then the three ways that this article suggests to increase and experience more joy in your life. Do you want to guess what the first one is?
Get outside.
That's actually not one. I mean, I think that it is one, but it's not one of the three that they.
Okay. Can you give me a hint?
It's something that we all have to do every day. Some of us do it for sustenance. Some of us do it for indulgence.
Oh, enjoying a good meal.
Yep. Sharing food. Sharing food with others can help us experience more joy. And this isn't just because of being in the company of others boosts our experience of joy. The very act of sharing food can also spark it. This is why research shows that eating with others can enhance what's known as psychological flourishing, the highest level of well-being. Preparing food with family and friends can also stimulate joy. So if you're looking to add a little bit more to your daily life, perhaps go out to for dinner with friends, or better yet, arrange a dinner party where you'll prep the meal together. So what's bringing you joy lately? We will take your calls and your texts or your live stream comments when we come back. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We'll be back soon. If you feel like happiness.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better than ever.
Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com.
Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we are talking about what brings you joy lately or in general. Because I was reflecting on the fact that in trying to take more time to do things that sometimes I convince myself that I don't have time for because I have so much work to do.
Right.
That it is beneficial and worth it to take the time to be like, oh, let's water the flowers so we can like get joy out of watching them grow, or you know, take time to go to like a community event and actually see people and engage. And so, and then I found this article basically talking about the actual scientific benefits of joy and how it is a little different than happiness, but Jane's not buying it.
I don't. That's for people who are far deeper than me. I'll take either one. I'll take happiness. I'll take joy. Bring it on.
Just anything that feels good.
Yeah,
any dopamine or serotonin.
Sure.
So we were saying that there's three things that, well, there's more than three things, but three things that could help you experience a little bit more joy in your life. The first one was food, which we just talked about. The second one kind of goes back to what we were talking about with Dr. Lyerly yesterday, which is physical activity.
Yeah. Moving.
So whether or not, yeah, go ahead.
No, just moving.
Yeah.
Right.
So whether or not we actually experience joy while exercising depends a lot on the circumstances surrounding the physical activity rather than the activity itself. So for example, when running with others, we tend to experience more joy than when we're running our own, which is crazy because I never want to run with someone else because if they're faster than me, then I'm just mad at myself. And I haven't run in a long time and I certainly am not running these days. But research also shows that accomplishing an exercise-related goal we never thought we were capable of can lead to joy.
That's amazing.
So it's like, like a marathon or something.
Sure. That's an achievement. That's quite an achievement. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. What is bringing you joy these days?
And then the third piece of advice that they had was writing.
Really?
Another simple way you can boost feelings of joy is by writing down how you feel. In one experiment, participants who spent 20 minutes a day writing about intense positive experiences, such as the joy of seeing a family member returning home or watching your child walk for the first time, for 3 months experienced better moods compared with participants who wrote about different topics. Those who wrote about their positive experiences also made fewer visits to the doctor in the 3 month period. So although the original experiment aimed to re-experience intense positive emotions such as awe, inspiration, or love, You can choose instead to focus solely on feelings of joy. However, while joy is a wonderful experience, it isn't the only emotion we'll encounter in our life. It's important to try and embrace all emotions we experience, be that sadness, anger, happiness, or joy.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I kept a I kept a gratitude journal for a couple of years.
I was just going to say,
and just wrote down three things a day that I was grateful for. And it might be really teeny things, but you're just reminding yourself and reflecting on what happens in your life that day and looking for the little good pieces of it.
Well, I feel like it's so easy to get wrapped up in the stuff that sucks.
Absolutely.
Both in the news, like when you watch too much news and you feel like everything is awful, but then also just like the thing in your life, like getting stuck behind someone in traffic or losing your parking spot or your
someone
boss
you
or your coworker or like all the little things, like all the frustrating things about your job or your husband or whatever. And so instead of the stepping back and having like the ritual of a gratitude journal to be like, oh no, like I'm actually really lucky that I have this.
Yes.
And this and this and this. And so I just thought, I don't know. I saw that article. I reflected on that last night and was just thinking that it would be a good topic.
It's good for you.
And we got a call from Greg out of it, which was lovely.
Yes, definitely. That was great. That was great. We could all learn a lot. We could all learn a lot from Greg.
I like that he's a comedian. I want to hear more of his jokes. All right. Well, coming up, we still have a lot of show. We have half a show left. Half a show for our last 3-hour show. When we come back from the next break, we're going to be talking to Representative Deb Andraca because today is National Gun Violence Awareness Day. And so is Wear Orange all weekend. In realizing this, I don't own any orange.
Neither do I.
Because I thought I'd throw something on, and I actually don't own any orange, which it's not the most flattering color on me, so I think that's probably why. But we're going to be talking to Representative Andraca about events that are happening today. But also, there was an exchange she had on the assembly floor last month that I totally wasn't aware of. But is pretty interesting and pretty fun. So I think we'll talk about that a little bit in the next segment. And then in the last hour of today's show, we're going to do Am I the Sphincter? As we usually do on Fridays. I'll set the two prompts up. So one is, am I the sphincter for calling my friend disgusting during a time I was supposed to be supporting him? And the other one is, am I the sphincter for reporting my friend to his work and getting him fired because he refused to give me my books back?
Ooh.
That one sounds petty.
These are good.
And then at the end of the show, we're going to be talking to Will Radcliffe from Rose Innovations. So get more of our gardening on.
This man is famous.
So how did you find him?
The Journal Sentinel always does a roundup of different garden tours that happen over the course of the summer. And one that was going to be happening next weekend is what led me to Will. So I'm really looking forward to talking to him. And if you are a Rose fan, this is the guy you want to hear from.
Do you have rose bushes?
Not anymore.
Too much work?
They are the I want to be alone flower. It's like, I look beautiful, I'm perfect, I smell fabulous. If you come near me, I will stab you.
Oh, the thorns.
Yeah. So I have some issues with roses. Will and I could talk about that later.
Perfect. You'll warn me from ever thinking that I should plant some.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, Representative Deb Andraca will be here. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Download the Civic Media app now so you can listen.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Bug Tussle has been your trusted rural internet provider since 2003. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet where others can't or won't. At an honest price, without any contracts or data caps, Bug Tussle has the plan that's right for you. Get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment by calling 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Two peregrine falcon chicks have hatched at Weston Power Plant. Brittany Merlot has more details.
Wisconsin Public Service says the first chick hatched Sunday evening, with the second chick arriving Monday morning. And in a few weeks, the Weston Power Plant chicks will officially receive their names and identification bands. This year's Falcon class is being named after Wisconsin's most voted and loved college mascots. A total of 442 chicks have been born at WPS and We Energy's power plants in Wisconsin and Michigan since the company's Peregrine Falcon recovery programs began in 92.
The world's largest potato masher was installed this month at the Food and Farm Exploration Center in Plover. Stevens Point News reports the almost 39-foot-tall kitchen utensil represents the exploration that will take place in the nearly completed center. Their goal is to promote agricultural literacy, increase the understanding of the origins of our food, and deepen the relationship between farmers and consumers. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear skies overnight with a low of 61. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 92. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 62. Mid-80s Sunday. Low 80s by Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 71.
Jane, it's great to be here.
So I guess let's just start with the day and what the day means and kind of some of the events that are happening locally.
Sure. Today is National Gun Violence Awareness Day, and the weekend is known as Wear Orange Weekend. And this has been going on since about 2013, and it's a way to focus on the toll that gun violence takes every single day in our communities. There are events going on all across the state and all across the country. You can just go to wearorange.org, type in your address or your zip code, and find out what events are happening near you.
There you go. What event are you going to be attending?
Tonight, I'm going to be at the Epicos Church. There's a screening of the documentary, When Claude Got Shot. Some of that takes place here in Milwaukee. And then on Saturday, I will be on North Sherman Boulevard. They have a drive-through memorial where they will be handing out free gun locks. And there will be memorials for people who have lost their lives to gun violence there.
Oh, that's great. And so why orange? What's the significance of orange as the color?
Haida Pendleton was a young woman. She was 13 years old, and she was shot and killed in Chicago shortly after she participated in President Obama's graduation. Orange was her favorite color. And so a lot of her friends got together to remember not only this young woman, but also the increasing toll that gun violence takes on all of our communities and the victims that it leaves in its wake. When we think of gun violence, a lot of times we think of the person who was affected, but it affects their loved ones, the community, and it just has these increasing ripple effects. Unfortunately, since 2013, the problem has just grown worse, but so has the movement, and so have efforts to bring awareness to the problem and also the common sense laws and measures that we can take to try to save lives.
And so I think that's a good point, because so often when we think about gun violence, we think about random shootings. We think about what happens at school, like what's happened at schools, what's happened at malls, what's happened at grocery stores and or movie theaters, and these like terrifying one-off shooters who go in and with the intention of trying to kill a lot of people really quickly, and largely sometimes it's a suicide mission. But the overarching umbrella of gun violence is way bigger than that. It's street violence, it is domestic violence, it is police officers getting shot. And so do you feel like there's more work to be done for people to understand the intersection between all of those different things? And like, it comes back to, it's the guns.
Well, we have more guns in more places than ever before, which is part of the reason the problem keeps getting bigger and bigger. One of the areas that doesn't get a lot of attention as well is gun suicide. So In Wisconsin, more than 60% of gun deaths are suicides. And what is particularly alarming about that, and there's a lot of myths around it, gun suicide is fatal 90% of the time, whereas other means, it's about 10%. And so if someone is suicidal, if someone is in a bad place, there's an opportunity to save their life. But if there are guns in the home, there's not that opportunity. So when we're talking about gun violence, we're usually talking about all of its forms. You know, what you hear, you hear about mass shootings. There are shootings that happen, happen all across the state. But in Wisconsin, and particularly in rural areas, gun suicides really need a lot more attention as well.
And it's interesting you say that. We're talking to Deb Andraka about National Gun Violence Awareness Day, which is today, because I was having this conversation with my brother recently, and we were looking up what constitutes, digging deeper into the fact that number one cause of death for children right now is guns.
Right.
And he had said that a huge proportion of that is suicide. And I had tried to make exactly the point that you just made, and because he was trying to argue that they're going to find a different way. And I was like, I don't think that's always true. Like, I think that there is something that is so violent and fatal about a gun versus other methods of mental health emergencies that not having access to a gun would curb minor suicide, both attempts and being succeeding.
Yeah, it's a huge misconception that, and I have heard it over and over again. You know, if someone is intent on killing themselves, they're going to find a way. We know a lot more about mental health now. We know that it is treatable. We know that someone who is in crisis, if you can reach them, there are steps you can take. There's medication, there's therapy that can literally save someone's life. If they have access to a firearm and they are in a crisis, they don't get that second chance. And so it's a huge myth out there that I think really needs to be dispelled. And now that we have more guns in more places, not only, you know, kids can get their hands on it, whether that is by suicide or because a gun was left around, and we're seeing more and more very young children pick up firearms and unintentionally hurt themselves, kill themselves, or kill a friend. You know, and that gets back to the ripple effect that I was talking about. You know, if you have this kind, I mean, how does that kid get past that, especially a young child? So we need to be talking about what I like to call a culture of gun safety. The guns are out there. So how are we going to make sure that we structure gun ownership, that it is the norm and it should be the law to keep your gun locked safely away from children? How are we going to talk about being a responsible gun owner? So storing your firearm with the ammunition separate. If you have to have it for a moment's notice, there are gun safes that have biometric locks. There are lots of things that we can do. But what's most important is keeping that firearm safe and away from children and away from people who may be in crisis.
Representative Endraca, I've just always been concerned too when the public hears that it was a non-life-threatening injury, it was a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. Well, just because it's non-life-threatening doesn't mean it's not life-altering. And you had mentioned some of the economic impacts. Think about what that means if the breadwinner in your family is now in a wheelchair because of a gun incident, or can't work, or that the ramifications are just so far reaching. And I fret sometimes that that's not cutting through.
Yeah, I was talking with someone just a couple of weeks ago who was visiting the state capitol, and he was in a wheelchair because of a gunshot wound. And he has to be, he will be on disability the rest of his life. You know, these kinds of injuries, you know, not only they alter the course of someone's life, but also everybody around them, the caretakers, mm-hmm. the loved ones. So this is, you know, for many reasons, we need to be talking about how can we keep Wisconsinites safe? How can we keep our neighborhood safe? And how can we make sure that children can't get a hold of firearms? Because as of about a year or two ago, firearm injuries are now the number one killer of youth under 18. That has not always been the case. And it goes back to having so many guns in so many places and not all of them being secure.
Well, and not only that, it's also keeping our police safe, because I had not realized that you had this kind of spicy exchange last month. So you were a co-sponsor of a resolution to recognize May as Law Enforcement Appreciation Month. And basically it sounds like that was a lot about sending cards and, like, you know, doing things to show our appreciation for law enforcement. And you brought up the point on the assembly floor that you reminded everyone that 2023 has been the deadliest year for Wisconsin police in over two decades. And then you got reprimanded for it. And so do you want to tell us a little bit more? I gave the highlights, but you actually lived it. So what was that exchange like?
Yeah, so I'm very supportive of law enforcement, and I was a co-sponsor of the resolution for law enforcement appreciation. However, we had just been coming off of a series, four different police officers were shot and killed in the line of duty so far this year, which, as you said, is the deadliest year in more than two decades. And in both of those instances, the people who shot at the police were people who were known to be dangerous and armed. And I just think it's important that we're talking about the fact that, you know, not only are Wisconsinites dying, but police officers are dying, veterans are dying. We need to start talking about ways to keep people safe. How can we make sure that people who are dangerous, people who might harm themselves or others, don't have access to firearms, or can we get firearms away from them before they shoot a school or before they shoot at law enforcement? So the resolution came forward and it did not mention that they were shot and killed. And so I, on the assembly floor, said that, yes, I am a, you know, I am a co-sponsor of this resolution. I believe in everything that it says, but it's important to remember that this body, the legislature, is the only in the assembly, we're the only people who can pass laws, and there are many that Wisconsin urgently needs to keep law enforcement safe so that they're not walking into so many dangerous situations. And yes, Speaker Voss was really unhappy with that, came down off the dais and yelled at me for almost 2 minutes, and he accused me of politicizing a resolution. Now, another important, two other important things to know, I had a joint resolution for today. I mean, we have joint resolutions for all kinds of things all the time. I had a joint resolution talking about the number of people who are shot and killed each year in Wisconsin. Simply facts. It just basically statistics. And they refused to take it up. So not only did they not take up my Gun Violence Awareness Day resolution, but then when I brought up the fact that law enforcement is getting put in harm's way because of the actions of some of my colleagues, I got yelled and accused of politicizing the situation. So the overall message is, if we can't talk about gun violence, we can't fix it.
You also told me that at that exact time you were getting yelled at, what also was happening?
Yes. So while that speech was happening, I kept getting alerts on my phone, but I was on the assembly floor. And when I had an opportunity to check my alerts, there was a shooting. It was in Mequon, which I represent. Now, I don't represent that particular part of Mequon, but the Mequon police were being shot at in Mequon while I was being yelled at for talking about how police are being endangered by our lax gun laws. And then it turns out that the Mequon police had been to that house 26 times before. And neighbors knew that he had at least 30 guns in the home and that he was armed and dangerous. So, like I said, if we can't talk about this, if they're not, you know, if my colleagues, my Republican colleagues, are not going to allow us to talk about the issue, whether it's in a joint resolution or a public hearing, we're not going to be able to fix it.
Well, that's because you know that the biggest threat to police officers are defunding the police and activism on the left, which is the exact quote that Voss had on that speech of his for you.
Yeah, we don't wear a vest to prevent us from leftists. So I would argue that probably, you know, firing bullets are probably a much bigger threat to our police.
Have you done training on how not to roll your eyes at some of your fellow lawmakers when they say things like that?
I'm not very good at it. I was with the governor at an event the other day and a reporter pulled me aside after they were talking about something and said, I guess by your snort, you disagree with something. And so I really need to work on my poker face.
as do I, although I think I can get away with a little more because I'm allowed to have my opinions. But Representative Ondraka, where can people find more information about today and the events that are happening?
Go to wearorange.org. That will list all of the local events that are happening around the state, whether they're drive-through memorials. Today and this weekend, the focus is really on the victims and those who are suffering the most from gun violence. And so we are honoring those who either have a loved one who has been killed through gun violence or gun suicide, and those who love them.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us and thank you for your work. We'll have to have you back soon.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger.
Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
4 to 6 on the Shaw,
540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And I think we have a caller. It's based on our last segment.
We do. We were talking about Gun Violence Awareness Day with Representative Deb Andraka. Mark from the SEC is joining us. Hey, Mark, what do you want to share?
Yeah, back in 1990, a warden, Andy Krakow, was killed by a 13-year-old boy who had been involved in a domestic violence thing with his mother the week before. And he actually had gone to his grandparents' house and got a rifle, and Andy Krakow was shot before he even had a chance to get out of his vehicle when he responded to a domestic violence call. And it was just, that I didn't know Andy, that I knew wardens were dead, but he was a fellow DNR employee, and that, and I had the sorry duty of having to move his inventory to another warden when I got word of this, because it was just, shocking that this kid, that had been involved, the week before, and his parents felt threatened by him, and that he's still able to access a firearm.
Right, and again, the Wisconsin Republicans don't want permitless concealed carry, which I cannot imagine law enforcement is in favor of. They don't want red flag laws that might have helped in that particular instance. It just is mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, it is. And this is 1990, so this is, 31 years ago? Oh. 33 years ago now.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And so it was just, and this kid was only held, and this kid's been apparently he's only held to his, and I don't know if it's happened since, but he was originally just has held at confinement because he was underage at Lincoln Hills until he was 25. So, has happened subsequent, but... It is just something people need to be aware of. I mean, because I can remember, I'm old enough to remember the days when the NRA's big thing was make sure all your guns are locked up and stored safely and kept out of the hands of children. And this is a case where, just tragedy ensued.
Well, and wasn't that, Mark, the original intent of the NRA? It was a gun safety organization.
It was not only that, it was also marksmanship, because we're training for
competitively
the services. But I mean, originally it was, and the big thing that they posted right up until they switched in the 70s, that it was gun safety. big on gun safety, and they've gone far afield from that.
Thanks so much, Mark.
Anyway,
really,
thank you, guys.
Appreciate you checking in. Anytime you want to call and or text 844-967-2789.
Well, I found this study, and a very different dangerous thing that happens, which is bad driving. And I think we talk a lot about Milwaukee drivers, and it's not very safe, which is true. But it could be worse, apparently.
I mean, this is a nationwide problem.
It is a nationwide problem. But Wisconsin is not even on the top 10 for most dangerous, reckless driving states. Mm-mm. And so this was, I found this on Dig, but the U.S. states ranked with the worst drivers. You know, and some bad driving is harmless, but other reckless driving is sometimes fatal. An estimated 46,000 people, 46,000 people died in preventable car crashes in 2022.
Oh my gosh. That's terrible.
And some states are home to more dangerous drivers than others. And so Forbes Advisor compared all 50 states and Washington, D.C. on factors ranging from the number of drunk drivers to how many drivers looked at their phones per mile. I don't know how they measured that. To see where in the U.S. the worst drivers were. So some of the key findings were the worst drivers in the country are found in
warm weather states.
Yes. Well, do you want to take which guess or which state?
Worst driving in the country. Is it California?
Nope.
Mississippi.
It's not the top one, but Mississippi's not even the top 10 either.
Texas.
Yeah.
It's Texas.
And
they all have guns.
And Washington, D.C. was the best. Of the top 10 states with the most dangerous drivers, half are in the South. So that would be Texas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Kentucky, and South Carolina. When it comes to the 10 states with the best drivers, all but three are in the East Coast area. So that's Washington, D.C., Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Hampshire, New York, and Rhode Island. And Montana has the highest number of drunk drivers involved in a fatal car accident.
Wow.
19.01 for every 100,000 licensed drivers, while New Mexico sees the highest number of fatal car crashes involving a distracted driver, 9.54 accidents per 100,000 licensed drivers. And so, the top 10 were Texas, Louisiana, Kansas, Oklahoma, Kentucky, New Mexico, Wyoming, Arizona, Montana, and South Carolina. Wyoming and Montana, mostly because it just seems so rural. That, like, how often are you even crossing paths with another car?
Yeah.
But it's also, not that car crashes can't happen just with your car alone. And
certainly.
It's not necessarily running into another car. But
there's a lot.
At least Wisconsin's not on there.
Yay us.
Yay us.
But going back to Montana and Wyoming, there's, like you said, there's so much distance to get anywhere from A to B. So I guess I can understand that.
So I thought that would be interesting. I'm trying to see where is Wisconsin on this list. We are 24, middle of the pack.
Not great.
Not great. Not, could be better.
Not the worst. Let's
Minnesota. Guess what Minnesota is?
Oh, are they going to be all braggy now? They're the best.
They're 49.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Vermont, it's like Washington, D.C. is the best, then Vermont, then Minnesota.
More Minnesota envy.
More Minnesota envy. All right. Well, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. When we come back, we'll do Am I the Sphincter? We got two funny ones this week. We'd love to hear from you. Have you weigh in on is this person the jerk or not? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We'll be back in a minute. Just tell them we're the survivors. Life is a highway. I wanna ride it all night.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local. I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.